Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
So, Dr. Veezy.
Yeah.
I want to read something to you.
Okay.
Yes, look. All right, I'm going to read something to you. And because I have a lot of questions today.
Okay.
So, you're gonna be my guru today.
Okay. Okay? All right, go ahead.
All right. So, it's around the pain, this idea of pain, right? So, I read this. It said, pain is not a barrier, but a teacher. When you embrace discomfort, you unlock the strength and resilience needed to achieve your greatest potential. So I was having a conversation with someone around the idea of pain and discomfort. Like, we understand physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you get hurt, like that piece. But I've always just had this cloudy, like a lot of questions around, like when people say, man, I'm in pain. Like no physical pain, but like, man, I went through that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I always look at it as, it was, like for me now, the way I reframe a lot is just, it was just another challenge that I needed to overcome to get to the next thing.
Okay.
But some people frame that as pain. What are your thoughts around this idea of pain?
Pain.
Yeah.
Is this physical, mental?
So not physical. Okay, I guess let's say mental.
On.
Let's say mental pain. Pain that you're not feeling physically, but you still when you're sharing a story with someone, it's like, man, I went through so much pain in those moments. Man, you know, my wife left me, my husband left me. I'm not speaking this is not me.
Uh-huh.
So this has, you know, like, and it was so painful. But I think about those moments because I like to like just dig deep a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because of course, like I've been broken up with before prior to, you know, getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was hurt, like to where I was like, I was so upset. Like I questioned, like, how could this possibly happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe that's pain in those moments, but I didn't look at it as pain.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Pain, you know, physical pain, mental pain. It's pain, you know. You do feel the pain. When I say pain, it's just inside you, whatever's. Like, let's say something happens in your life.
Yeah.
For example. There's different types of pain. Pain. Let's say I'm gonna give you this example. A friend of mine was sitting. She told me about sitting at her desk, and then all of a sudden she just reached up somewhere, you know, and she felt a little knot or something there. She's like, let me go see what that knot is.
Yeah.
So she goes and checks out the knot. And then she said, the doctor says, well, I need to biopsy things, and then I'll let you know. And then she waited for, oh, my God. I mean, it may not have been that long, but for her,
yeah,
it was a long time.
Yeah, I could see that.
And so the doctor, you know, in fact, she said they did an ultrasound, and then the ultrasound led to something else. And biopsies and things. So they were waiting on results because they didn't have them. So she was just like, wait a minute. What? When are they going to tell me? I mean, this is not right to leave me waiting and waiting and waiting. So when you say pain, There's many, many different types of pain. This is just the pain of the your mind is just moving 100,000 times a minute, thinking about what is wrong, what could it be? It could be this, it could be that, it could be this. Oh my God, what am I gonna know?
Yeah.
Am I gonna live? Am I dying? What's going on? All these things are coming in your mind.
Yeah, and that's categorized as pain.
Well,
in those moments, that's interesting to me. But why do we choose that word for those moments?
You choose pain because you don't know. You're
the
hurting.
Unknown.
You're unknown. You're hurting. You're like inside. Oh, okay. Physical pain that hurts when you hit me.
That's known.
Okay. Mental pain. You're thinking about things.
It is. I can see how you could tie that to the unknown.
It's unknown. You don't know.
Yeah.
And so you're. And it's not like it's physical. It's not hurting you. It's not physically hurting you, but it's mentally hurting you.
So let me ask you this. Let's say someone said, let's say I just interviewed for a job and there's a waiting period. Mm-hmm. That's unknown. I don't know if I'm going to be selected or
it's
not.
It's still pain. It's still pain.
But what if I'm not looking at that as pain?
Well, you may not look at it as pain. It is the individual's and how they see things.
So there is no, there's a definition in the dictionary of what pain is.
Pain could be physical.
So it's subjective then, the mental type of pain.
Yeah.
It's just up to that person to just choose, okay, this thing that I'm going through is painful.
Exactly, because guess what? It can be pain that hurts you.
Yeah.
Physically hurts you. It can be pain that is taking you through all kinds of life imbalances. You're nauseated, you can't eat, your headache, you this, you... That's pain.
Really?
Because guess what?
What?
The situation caused that.
Yeah, but if you make... So the thing is, so I think about that like this.
Okay.
And I've been through a lot of things in life, but in those moments, I didn't say, like, I'm in pain. Okay. I was just going through something.
Okay.
Right? So looking in retrospect, it's hard for me to say, like, man, that was painful. It was just a challenge in front of me.
But you don't think it was painful? Is that what I mean?
Well, I'm not. Like, I can't say painful because, like, when I think of pain, I think about physical pain.
Okay.
Like, because you can reframe. Because everything I've gone through, if I didn't get through those things, I wouldn't be where I am today.
There's got to be some education here now.
I'm listening.
Because guess what? Pain can be physical. It can be mental as well.
So I guess maybe I'm struggling with the mental piece.
It's mental because you're going through something. Something is you're going through a situation.
Well, isn't it up to me to frame whatever that thing I'm going through, to frame it however I want, in a sense of why would I choose pain?
Okay.
Why can't I just say, oh, this is just something I have to get through to get to the next thing? This is just a healthy challenge for me to push myself outside of my comfort zone. Like, and I'm not saying, like, in those times I was doing this. I'm just saying, like, now.
But if you can do that, that's great.
Yeah.
But a lot of people that are going through things.
Yeah.
Trauma, mental
disturbances,
or whatever you want to call it. Maybe a breakup with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's not anything physical.
Yeah.
But it's a mental pain.
But isn't so for me, I think about that as like just part of life, right? Like, I think about this. If everybody was already had everything they ever wanted, we wouldn't exist. There is no life.
True.
I think for me, at least, the point of life is to go through things, right? Mm-hmm. And be okay going through things because there's always a learning, you know, lesson at the end of that thing, right? Mm-hmm. So... And I'm not saying, like, I'm sure people, you know, when they're going through struggles, whether it's financial, physical, health related, they feel like, oh, this is pain.
It is pain.
But for me, I just feel like life, why, like the creation in general, existence, it needs to be this way for us to be able to grow. Like, pain is... We need it. Discomfort is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everything's always hunky-dory, life is great, sugar, sugar, sweet, sweet,
mm-hmm.
all the time. How do I learn life lessons? How do I learn that Christian used to be a people pleaser, but now he tries his best to be truthful. So what he's thinking, he tries to make sure he articulates it to, mm-hmm. to the person, communicate effectively the thoughts, and they align, right? Like, all that, the way I think about it is just, it's part of existing. And it's not here to negate anyone's pain.
Mm-hmm.
I just struggle with comprehending that now and some of the things that I've been through as pain. Like I think about some of my experiences, I was like, thank you, God,
mm-hmm.
that I went through that. Thank you, God, for showing me what was possible and allowing me to go through that thing and stick through it
mm-hmm.
and get to the other side, right? Because it made me the man that I am today.
So pain is not always bad.
That's yes.
Okay. So just keep in mind.
Ooh, so the okay.
Pain maybe is not always bad.
Okay, so because it has like a negative connotation.
It might have a negative connotation, but
yeah.
So see, sometimes you have to go through something in order to get to where you need to go.
Yeah.
So pain shouldn't be categorized as always bad. I think
yeah.
the majority of the people say when you mention pain, that's a bad thing because it hurts. Well. You have to hurt to get better, for example. You have surgery.
Yeah.
You're cut on.
Yeah.
You're going to hurt.
Yeah.
But guess what? Without that surgery, you could have died because that organ should have been taken out. So the organ had to come out.
Yeah. Listen, can I tell you a story?
Yes.
Okay, so this is recent. This uh-huh. just happened December of 23.
Okay.
So it's like a couple weeks before Christmas, you know, in my role with an organization that I previously worked with, everything was smooth. Like, it was three of us. We worked. It was one of the best jobs I've ever had. Great people, great leader. But right 2 weeks before Christmas, or it was a week before Christmas, right before the break, you know, I get a call from my director, and she goes, your role has been dissolved.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
And immediately, I asked her first, I say, why? Is it due to performance? She said, no, it's not performance. She said, this news just came down from leadership, and they just told me this morning, and I'm sharing with you.
Mm.
And for me, I immediately thought about, okay, this is a huge company, number one. Decisions like that don't come down the pipeline same day. Like, there's got to be a strategic approach to dissolving a role that's been, like, I oversaw the entire customer engagement strategies.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be some kind of a conversation over time to dissolve a role that's been in place for two and a half years. So when that was said to me, I was right before Christmas break, I was so devastated.
Okay. Mm.
Because for so many years I had, you know, different jobs, but I never had a job that was so peaceful. I loved the people that I work with. Great leader. She was an amazing leader. But like for the longest time, I held her accountable subconsciously. I didn't even know after the fact,
okay.
right? I said, why didn't you tell me this to prepare me for what's next? Because of course they presented some opportunities for me to just pivot into like some special projects, which was great, you know, just to keep me. But that was difficult for me. And I think even till today, it's still difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could say that was painful
mm-hmm.
Because I thought about that for a very long time because I know for me, if I'm in a leadership position, I would never put someone or do that to someone. Oh, let me not say that because I don't know unless I'm put in that position. Let me not make that statement.
Yeah,
I just find it difficult that I would do that, you know, but it was tough.
Employers are always... You know, things are always happening in employee situations and things. You don't know what's going on
yeah.
up in that higher level things. You know, they share things with you, but honestly, they don't share everything with you.
Yeah.
And so your boss may not, as she said, she just found out then.
Yeah.
If she would have known, I believe she would have prepared you, because I would hope.
Yeah.
And I know the bosses and things that I've had. You know, some have been very proactive and, you know, letting you know what day it is and what time it is with their company. But others have not been that transparent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that transparency leaves you.
That's it. So, yeah, that was a tough moment. That was tough for me. And I, like, I lost trust in that leadership. Just because I get it. Companies, big, yeah. But I'm a huge advocate for treat people well. And if you tell me it's not due to performance, then what? Mm-hmm. A budget? Yeah, okay, that's fine. But at the same time, it was tough for me to really trust the leadership team from that point on. But yeah, it was tough for a while. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the first time that I've been through something like tied to like a job, right? But that situation was so tough for me to manage, just because I think it was more of just the connection I had with the people that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we had a stronger relationship and bond, but that was it. Like, I moved on.
But it doesn't mean that you didn't have that. I say, you know, in that work environment, that's a different type of ball game. But it doesn't mean, because how do you know that person? How did they know? Did they know about it and just didn't tell you? You don't know that.
Exactly. And I think subconsciously I was making assumptions.
Because
you always want things to make sense for you. So you would make up stories just to, and I learned about this concept about victim, villain, and victor.
Uh-huh.
Right? So we always want to be the victor and the victim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one ever wants to be the villain.
I know.
But we want to always make others the villain. I think in those moments, I wanted to make them the villain.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly, truly, truly appreciate everything they did for me. See, that was a painful moment, but if I didn't go through that, we wouldn't be here having this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the job, the company that I work with now, I wouldn't be with them.
Mm.
If I didn't go through that pain. So that's why, like, things like that help me. Like, I look at, like, should I even call that pain, or was I supposed to go through that? Now, like, when a challenge comes up, I really have a completely different frame on it, because it's easy to default to, like, the negative. Like, mm-hmm. This is painful. This is hard.
Well, you always do the woe is me, and why are they picking on me, and why this and why that? But
why not? Like, this could be the best thing that could ever happen to me,
mm-hmm.
right? This could lead me to exactly what I've always wanted.
Yeah. But I think it's just that
unknown.
It's unknown, and it's not something that you have chosen.
That's right. But
you
God
did not
chose
choose
that.
This.
God chose that. I'll
you did not
you
choose it.
Yeah, but it's like I don't have the thing for me. I don't hold on to anything longer than 5 seconds, so I don't
That's
have
good.
Any. But it was there's no point. It's there's no need to do that.
How
but,
do you do that?
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I forget. Like, as something happens, I move on. And something else that I've learned is, for me now, I consciously try to meet people exactly where they are. Meaning, like,
okay.
Dr. Vizi, the person that you were yesterday is not who you are today. So when I meet you, I have to treat you like a brand new person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the brand new first interaction we had, and not hold on to whatever interaction we had then
before.
To now.
Okay.
So,
and
I try to do that, practice that quite often, but it's easier said than done. Sometimes things come
challenging.
Up. Remember, it is, you know, but it's all part of the journey. It's all part of life. It's all part of why we're here. Is to navigate some of these paths and try to do our best to implement frameworks and concepts that help us make situations that could be categorized as painful or complex, and try to make it as easy as possible and as easy and as digestible as possible. That's what I try to do, at least. So, but overall, looking back in retrospect now, that was one of the best things that could ever happen to me, you know. And those the people that I work with, I still today have nothing but respect for them. Good. Great human beings. So I have to make sure that I say that. Mm-hmm. And even if my mind at that time wanted to make these people, they're not bad people. There's no such thing. They did what they needed to do at that time.
And I think when you said that, that's the normal course of things when things like this happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got to figure, the victim, villain, you know, we're always the victim. You want to be poor, woe is poor, yeah. Woe is me. But the reality is that we don't know.
I don't have any data. I don't have any information. Yeah. There's no way for me to make that conclusion. There are no facts behind it. It was all thoughts, all assumptions. Mm-hmm. I took the information that I got, and yeah, you know. And I think what I did was filter it through my own lens. Meaning, like, even if this was like you said, passed down immediately. Like, I would have found a better way. Which I think they did the best, because they offered me like a position, with the special projects. But you know, life is life.
Painful.
You know, it's painful. But I, like pain, and you know, I gotta dig a little deep into that, man. And like even this week, I've been through a lot of things that quote unquote people could consider painful. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's just another test.
Yeah, I think you've got a different approach to it.
Yeah,
pain, and people are looking at pain as like something that's really hurting me. It's physical pain, mental. But the key thing is there's different types of pain.
Yeah, I agree.
Mental, physical.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
All as well.
And mental pain can be very damaging.
Yeah, but I think that's just like really, you sit in your thoughts for too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where...
You know, you're thinking all these different outcomes and scenarios, and none of it is real.
And your mind is constantly moving.
Yeah.
With painful things.
Yeah. So, but no, thank you for the insight, Doc. I really appreciate it. But I got to, you know, continue to dig deep into that, the concept of pain, and try to learn as much as possible for that. But, I enjoyed the conversation, as always.
As always.
Until next time, we'll catch everyone on...
What?
Full Circle Chat.
Yeah. Want to make sure you know where you're at.
All right. Thank you for the reminder, Doc.
You are welcome.